are listening to Christian's Corner with your host, Christian from Philly. Brought to you by World Generation Podcast Network. And now, your host, Christian from Philly.
Everybody, welcome to Christian's Corner. I am your host with the most, Christian from Philly, and joining us as always is my co-host of the evening. Welcome, Minister of Sinister.
Yo, what's going on?
What's going on, man?
None, man. We're going to have some fun tonight. We're going to have some madness. We're going to do some cool madness tonight. So are you ready?
All right. I'm ready. Kick it off.
All right. Let's kick it off with moments in history. That's right, where we talk about moments that have happened in history. Some good, some bad, and some downright fucking ugly. So to kick things off, we got Austin Aries, no self TNA finish in main event. Now, what do I mean by this? Well, here's a story of a story. Johnny Impact, John Morrison, as you know him now today in WWE, and Austin Aries had a little beef between each other. Possibly real life beef. I have no idea. I don't know these two personally. Minister knows John Morrison personally, but I don't know any of them personally, so I don't know if this beef was legit or not, but this was before the pay-per-view. I think it was Bound for Glory, and it was for the world title. Austin Aries was the world champion, and Johnny Impact, I'm just going to call him John Morrison. Morrison won the number one contendership, and they had a match. It was a good match, but then came the finish. John Morrison did his thing. He hit the Star Champagne, his finisher. Of course, Austin Aries took the finish. 1, 2, 3. The match was over. Morrison became the new TNA World Champion. But then nobody was paying attention to Morrison because what happened afterwards shocked a lot of people. Austin Aries got right back up, no-sold the finish and the finisher, flipped off Callis, whoever, Don Canales or whatever the guy's name is. I don't know the guy's name. I don't know how to pronounce it. Flipped him off and ran out and no-sold the finish, buried the finisher, buried the Star Champagne, and really ruined the main event in unprofessional fashion. And his contract got terminated by TNA, and I said to myself, well, maybe this is kayfabe. Maybe he's just going to come back afterwards. Nope. Apparently it wasn't kayfabe. He really did no-sold the finisher. This was a shoot, and he didn't come back. And TNA really did fire his ass. And that's why I'm here to say, never hire this fucking guy, because this guy is the most unprofessional fuck there is in wrestling entertainment. The guy's a fucking negative fuck. He's miserable. Everywhere he fucking works in the wrestling business, he's fucking miserable. And he should not be affiliated with professional wrestling ever again. So, Minister, how do you feel about this miserable fuck ruining the finisher, ruining John Morrison's finisher, and basically disrespected professional wrestling all in one night?
It's despicable, man. It's despicable behavior. Despicable, I mean, it's just a slap in the face to the business. And it's a disgrace. It's a freaking disgrace, man. I mean, if you have beef with the company or if you have beef with somebody, handle the beef. But, you know, to do something like that in front of a live audience, I think it's...
Like, he's a miserable fuck. I've heard that nobody likes to work with this guy, Austin Aries. And he's so miserable everywhere he works. He wasn't happy in ROH. He wasn't happy in TNA. He wasn't even happy in WWE. This guy's a miserable fuck.
Yeah. So what do you think makes him that?
So
guy?
Fuck him. What? What you said?
What do you think makes him that way?
I don't fucking know. I don't know why he's miserable. They made him world champion everywhere he went. He got paid a lot of money, so I don't know why he was so miserable. I don't understand it. We'll never get it. We'll never get why he did what he did. But I don't even know where he is right now. I don't even know where he is. Do you know where he is right now?
I have no clue.
Like, nobody hardly talks about him. He just disappeared. Whatever. Fuck Austin Aries. Up next is another guy we hate and won't shut the fuck up complaining. Bret Hart Screwjob. You know the fucking story. He got screwed in Montreal. And then, you know, he got tapped out. He was screwed. And to this day, he's still complaining like the little bitch that he is. Listen to me, people. Let me explain something to you. This fucker wanted to hold the title and let it go on Raw. Okay. But it's your fucking job. The company is telling you. It's their title, dickhead. It's their property. The company is telling you you're losing the fucking belt. You follow the fucking script. Instead, this fucker wants to ruin the main event by making it a schmoz where it ends in a DQ. You think that's going to make the fans happy? That imagine if it did when where he what he planned. Imagine if the fucking main event, the most anticipated main event, ended by a fucking DQ. You know how many fans would have been fucking angry and pissed off if that would have happened for real? People would have been angry. They would have been pissed. So no, if that would have happened, then everybody would have been angry. So of course, they had to do it. They had to screw him because they did what they felt was right. Now Bret Hart, you know, I understand he got angry. But the motherfucker will not let it go. He's still a whiny bitch. He still won't let it go. He still talks about it. In fact, I'm sick of hearing about this stupid screw job in every wrestling documentary. I don't want to hear about this stupid screw job. It's over. It's been years. I don't want to hear it again in a wrestling documentary. No more. I've had it. Nobody wants to hear this shit. I don't give a fuck if it was Jim Cornette's idea or fucking Vince Russo's idea or whoever idea was it. I don't care. Bret Hart needs to get over it or he's going to go fuck himself. Minister, Bret Hart should go fuck himself.
Well, I think the part that you're forgetting here, or you're giving WWE too much credit, that they were doing it for the fans. The fans had nothing to fucking do with this, dude. Come on, man. You're being a little too benevolent there. The fans had absolutely nothing to fucking do with this. They could care less about the fucking fans. I can't believe you're even standing up to them fucking talking about the fans. You know damn well they don't give a shit about the fans. Come on, now. They did it for the title.
No.
He was going to take the fucking title with them. And they can't have him take the title with him because then he's going to show up like Alundra Blaze did and shit and drop the title in a fucking trash can. And there's no way he could let that fucking happen again. So they had to find a way to fucking fuck him out of the title. And the fans had nothing to do with it. They would have gone home pissed, you know. But I know I've been to a fucking pay-per-view or two and gone home pissed.
I'm saying that if they went with Brett's idea, the fans would have been pissed.
Well, nevertheless, fuck Bret Hart. He screwed himself.
Yeah, he did. He screwed himself. If he would have just done the job, then none of this whole screw job would have happened.
It was
but
his
instead,
ego,
you know,
man.
His
fucking ego got the best of him. He wasn't going to let Shawn Michaels fucking beat him in his home fucking country. And that was that.
Yeah.
And it just so happened that his contract was running out at that time, and they needed the title back, so they had to do what they had to do.
Yeah. Let me also give the fans a little interesting fact, all right? Bret Hart was not drawing no fucking money as world champion, all right? It's just a fucking fact. It's a fucking fact.
He was boring, man.
He was not drawing a fucking dime, and he was ruining the ratings. He was a boring champion. He might have been a good wrestler, but boy, he fucking sucked when personality-wise.
Was he like the execution of executioner or some shit? The excellence of executioner? Some fucking shit.
Yeah, like that's gonna go. That's gonna go over in the 1990s. That's gonna go. He was boring.
Oh shit.
Get over it. He was boring. Next moment in history is actually a pretty cool one. Rick Rude in WWE and WCW simultaneously. Now, here's a fucked up thing, right? WWF was not live back then when this happened. WWF Raw was mainly pre-taped. They didn't go to live yet at this point. So they didn't let the fans know that it was pre-taped. But the fans didn't know it was pre-taped. They didn't let the fans know that. So, in old school WCW fuck you fashion, Rick Rude appeared on WWF Raw with DX for one night. But then when you turn on the WCW, WCW was live, by the way, every Monday. Rick Rude showed up. So he showed up in two shows at the same time, and then fans finally put two two together. Raw was not live. So basically, what happened was WCW exposed WWF in lying to the fans of saying that WWF was live, but it was not live. That's why they had Rick Rude show up in WCW Monday Nitro. Otherwise, Rick Rude didn't do fucking fuck all in WCW. To be honest, he was a waste of a hiring, to be honest, because he didn't do jack shit in WCW. All he did was be another member in NWO and NWO Wolfpack. Rick Rude did nothing. All right? Let me tell you something right now. Rick Rude did nothing in the Monday Night Wars. He did jack shit. All he did was a terrible member of DX, and he was a terrible member of NWO because he didn't do jack shit. All he didn't even barely talk. All he did was just stand there looking like an idiot in a fucking dumb suit. So, yeah, that was the only cool thing he did in the 90s. But other than that, he was a waste of a hiring. He didn't do anything. Minister, how did you feel knowing that at your young age, how did you feel knowing that WWE lied to you and told you that it was live but it wasn't live? How did you feel about it?
Yeah. I can't even remember how I feel about it. I can't even remember how I feel about it or if I was even watching at the time. I don't remember what all was going on during that time. I would have to really put some thought into it, into the feuds, other feuds and shit going on, besides him being a member of, what the fuck, NWO or whatever the hell. I would have to seriously put some thought into it because I don't remember him doing anything either. And it's because he didn't do anything. You're absolutely right. He went over there to fucking kill his career. And be a shadow.
He didn't do shit.
Yeah, he didn't do shit over there. So, yeah.
All right, now we're going to take a quick commercial break.
Oh, great.
And when we come back, we're going to talk. Yeah. We're going to take a quick commercial break. And when we come back, we're going to talk about what the fuck moments.
Ooh.
We'll be right back after these words from our sponsor.
These words from our sponsors, huh? Wow.
I've always been accused of being a big mouth. I've always been accused of being a bully. But Cornette, you know beyond a shadow of a doubt that I've always regarded you as nothing more than a clown. You like to be funny on television. Your suits look like Stevie Wonder. Put them together for you. Bob Eaton, we used to be close. And the reason I say used to be close is because I always took care of you, buddy. I grabbed the little girl and I brought her to your table. And I said, Bobby, this was for you because you ain't got the sense to ask her yourself. Stan Lane, you've chased women so long, you've become one of them. You're like two of those birds last night at the Ramada Renaissance that were jousting back and forth to see who could get at the horseman. The bottom line is, we stand in a class by ourselves. The bottom line is, David Crockett, you do a lot of pretty things in the air, Bobby, but wars are won and lost on the ground, and on the ground where the best there is. And that's going to manifest itself, Cornette. You try to whack me in the back with that sissy tennis racket, you know where I'll shove it.
Hello.
People everywhere are signing up to join
WrestleCorp, WrestleCorp.com.
Enlist yourself in the best wrestling news, wrestling opinion, and of course, the best wrestling commentators in the history of mankind. Grab your gear and join
WrestleCorp.
Sit yourself down in the gorilla position and come join the fight to make wrestling a worldwide phenomenon. Join
WrestleCorp, WrestleCorp.com.
From bell to bell, are you ready?
Are you ready for some more wrestling talk? Join Internet Radio's own Minister of Sinister, headliner Joe Bates, and Rancho punk rocker Albert Salazar as they recap some of this week's shenanigans in the WWE. Fatal 4-Way Radio makes its triumphant return to the World Generation Podcast Network.
You don't make up for your sins in the church. You do it in the streets.
As far back as I can remember, I always wanted to be a gangster.
The kick-off. The kick-off. The kick-off.
You shit-kicking, stinky, horse manure smelling motherfucker, you.
We rap banks.
I know you know where they are, so tell me. Before I do some damage, you won't walk away from
the kickoff. The kickoff. The kickoff.
Well, say goodnight to the bad guy.
You don't understand. I could have had class. I could have been a contender. I could have been somebody instead of a bum.
You motherfucker, you.
Are you going to bark all day, little doggy? Or are you going to bite?
The kickoff. The kickoff. The kickoff. The kickoff.
9 p.m. every other Thursday, only on the World Generation Podcast Network. Be
there. Hey, nothing you can say. Nothing's gonna change what you got to say. Now it's time to say. I'm gonna take what's mine. Take what's mine. Hey, nothing you can say. Nothing's gonna change what you got to say. Now it's time to say.
Hola, everybody, and welcome back to Christian's Corner. I am your host, Christian from Philly. With me, as always, is Minister of Sinister, my co-host. And tonight, we are continuing on with what the fuck moments.
What the fuck moments? Is that what we're already at? What
yes.
The fuck moments? Holy shit, I'm not even ready for this. That happened so fast. How did this happen?
What the fuck is going on? What's going on?
We are in what the fuck moments. In the first what the fuck moment is that fat bitch, that stupid whale, Nia Jax, injures Kairi Sane, who is smaller than her.
What the fuck was that?
Let me remind you. Yeah, that stupid motherfucker, you. That motherfucking bitch motherfucker. Let me tell you something, folks.
Oh, my God.
I've seen wrestlers injure each other before. I've seen it all the time, right? But I have never seen a stupid bitch, a stupid wrestler, injure another wrestler so consistently than Nia Jax. Seriously, they need to do something about this bitch. They need to let her go. They need to get rid of her. They need to get, because what she did to Kairi Sane should have been the last straw. And maybe it is, because ever since then, we haven't seen her on Raw ever. So after the whole Charlotte Flair thing. So maybe they have done something.
No!
They may have sent her to a main event or some shit. I don't care. Mm-hmm. But what happened here is this, folks. Kairi Sane and Nia Jax had a match. And the stupid fat bitch, as she is, pushes fucking Kairi Sane to the steel steps. Now, it's normal for wrestlers to take the bumps and steel steps, but of course this is Nia Jax we're talking about. And even somehow she fucks that up, because after she pushes Kairi Sane roughly to the steel steps, Kairi Sane has a fucking big gash in the back of her fucking head that almost revealed her fucking skull. Of course Nia Jax is capable of doing something like this, because she is a fucking terrible wrestler. She doesn't deserve to be in the wrestling business. She could legit kill somebody someday. And I hope she fucking gets fired, because I am sick of the fucking excuses this bitch always gets. I am tired of this bitch. She's not a good wrestler. Her promos suck. Her attitude stinks. Her personality stinks. And I'm just sick of her. Minister, what is your reaction to Nia Jax almost killing Kairi Sane?
Well, you know how I feel about Nia Jax. I mean, must we?
Yes. Yes, we must.
Must we?
Oh, please, will you stop?
Look, she goes around hurting people all the time. And then just the other day, I read an article about her. She was talking about... she was talking about... holy shit. She was talking about how she came to the defense of Alexa Bliss. Because somebody was injuring her. Somebody kept on hurting Alexa Bliss, who's her dear friend. And so she was coming to the defense of Alexa Bliss in a crazy article that I read from her. But yeah, Nia Jax is she's a behemoth who is out of control, hurting everybody. She's just constantly hurting people, and here she is taking down Kairi Sane, her latest victim, with a huge gash to the head. Holy crap. It's terrible. It's terrible.
It says here that she's including moment Nia Jax got fears of the referee stops his three talented whatever. Anyway, Nia Jax is a fucking fat bitch. Let's just say that. She's a fucking terrible wrestler. She's a fucking terrible wrestler. Let's just say that. She's fucking awful. I hate her. I hate her as a wrestler. And you know what? She's fucking awful. I don't like her. She needs to go away. She needs to get fired. I'm sorry. We gave this bitch fucking... We gave this bitch fucking more fucking training in the performance center. She still hasn't improved. She's still shit. So you know what? Fuck her. Cut your losses and release her. Because I don't know how she's still here. Just like I don't know how Tamina Snuka is still in the company. Because she's fucking useless as well. You can fire that bitch as well. You fucking bitch. All right, moving on. We got Bill Goldberg himself, you know, the guy that, you know, the guy that revolutionized WCW. Bill Goldberg, the man, the big muscle man of the WCW, the chosen one, almost the chosen one. He beat Hulk Hogan. He beat Sting. He had the undefeated streak. But fuck me, age caps on real quick, doesn't it, for a lot of people. And Bill Goldberg is not the exception. Because age did catch up to him. And it showed in one botch that could have killed and paralyzed The Undertaker. And that is his fucking jackhammer. His jackhammer botch that he dropped on Undertaker's fucking head. That could have paralyzed or worse, killed Undertaker on live TV. Because Bill Goldberg doesn't know what the fuck he's doing. Or doesn't train before he fucking wrestles.
What on
or better
God's
yet,
green earth
you shouldn't have booked him. Or better
on
yet,
God's green earth is going on.
Yeah.
Or
yeah. Or better yet, you shouldn't have fucking booked the match to begin with because both of the men are fucking past their prime. They're old. You shouldn't be wrestling with each other in 2019. Or 2018, I don't know which date, but it's the same applies. Just like you shouldn't have brought Bill back to beat the Fiend in 2020. It's stupid. Goldberg, just like bringing Goldberg back to face the Fiend and beating the Fiend in 2020 was stupid. It was stupid to book Bill Goldberg versus Undertaker past their prime. This is why WWE is fucking failing. Because they don't get it. They keep bringing back people that are past their prime. Like the fucking Big Show. Big Show in 2020 is wrestling on Monday Night Raw in fucking handicap matches and six-man tags. And he's probably going to wrestle Randy Orton soon, too. Which is going to be garbage in itself. It's fucking horrible. It's terrible. It's redundant. Push new people. MVP in 2020 is facing a person for a championship in 2020. Horrible. Awful. Makes no sense. The fact that even Impact is fucking up with this shit. You're bringing back an old fucking group like the Aces and Eights. A group that nobody liked. Everybody hated. Nobody fucking cared. And basically drove away all your audience.
Aces and Eights is back on Impact?
Year. Yeah, Impact.
Aces and Eights, they're back?
Yeah, it's coming back. Because guess what? Bully Ray's coming back to TNA. Mr. Anderson's coming back to TNA. It's already been leaked that the fucking Good Brothers are coming back to TNA. So, yeah, Aces and Eights are coming back. They're not fucking getting it. Impact's failing, too, because they're bringing back old fucks like Tommy Dreamer. Fucking Tommy Dreamer. RVD. All the other old fucks. Rhino. Again. How many times is Rhino or Madison Rain or Velvet Sky, or any of these old fucking people are going to come back? Ric Flair? So, yeah. Fucking terrible, and it's dumb. Bringing back these old part-timers is dumb. Knowing that